All
doing something a little different tonight. We are introducing, a little new wrinkle into what we've done before. So I assume you all have your water or other beverage that you have chosen. So go ahead and grasp it by a hand or two, and just close your eyes for a moment. Open your heart chakra and crown chakra above your head, and open all your chakras. Just let the energy flood in like a big pipeline of beautiful light and love, flooding into your body, into your heart, over to your arm, into your glass, and send the intention of love and peace or appreciation for that beautiful water. Just see it sparkle. Feel it sparkling with your intent, energizing it, raising its consciousness, and I'll have a drink. Well, good evening. We may have some newbies with us this evening, and you will never experience two Thursdays quite the same, even when we try. They just tend to take their own direction, and tonight will be yet another new direction. Once I get my tongue untied, we'll get rolling here. So, what is QE? It is moving us from where we were to where we choose to be. And the only thing that holds us back in that old perpetual pain, emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain, whatever, is us. Well, that's the good news, because if it's we who created our traumas, in which we all did, it is we who can release them. So good news, you've got your mentor right with you, wherever you go. So as we have discovered, when we have a trauma, a hurt, wound, somebody scolds us, beats us up, slaps us around, yells at us, tells us we're worthless, or whatever we've been told in our lives, those were the words or the actions, but who put the message in us that said, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not loved, I'm not appreciated, I'm not respected? That was us. Not to blame yourself, but to recognize we all did it to ourselves. Well, that's pretty cool, as I said, because we have now tools, and everybody we need on this call right now, which is you, yourself, and you, to get the job done. Now, some people say, well, gee, I really want to get this problem resolved, so I'm going to really put some energy into it. I'm really going to make this happen. Or maybe we read a book or did some other process, and that's what we had to do, you know, go punch it out on a pillow or something. No. You don't need to do that. In fact, you don't want to do that in this process. This is the process of getting out of the way and allowing your inner self to do what it's always wanted to do and been reminding you there's something to do by those little messages of pain, anxiety, fears, trauma, bitterness, resentments, shame, all those rage, betrayal, all these wonderful feelings that your body is telling you. Well, they are wonderful feelings because they're honest feelings. That's how your body really feels at times. And what we're going to ask you to do right now is, when we're in pain, we feel it in our bodies, do we not? We tend to tense up somewhere, maybe in our gut or our back or our neck or our head or somewhere we feel it. Maybe we already are feeling it now as a physical pain. But I want you to notice, close your eyes, take a deep breath. By breath, we're going to do all our breaths this way. We're going to inhale through our nose. So just take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Hold it. Let it out slowly through tight lips. Once again, inhale deeply, light and love. Let it fill every cell in your body. And let out the residual stress through tight lips. One more time. Inhale, light and love. Cleansing breath in. Hold. Let it out slowly through tight lips. Now I want you to notice in your body a place where you are holding some stress, kind of, put your hand on that or finger on that area and just kind of notice where you're holding some stress in your body. Maybe it's several places, but there's usually maybe one dominant place right now that you're attracted to. So just put your hand there. If you can reach it without being uncomfortable. And when you notice that area, ask yourself that stress that you're hauling in, whatever name you might choose to give it, what does it look like? What shape does it have? Okay, just think about what shape it has. And ask yourself this, where is it? Is it on the inside of you or on the outside? Or maybe right at the surface. So just kind of notice where it is. And start describing now to yourself the shape of that item that represents the trauma, the hurt, the pain, the situation that occurred in your life somewhere that's presenting itself. What is the texture? Is it heavy? Is it light? What color is it? What are the borders? What's the internals feel like? If you could feel it, what would its texture be like? What would be the actual shape? Is it a geometric shape? Is it an odd shape? What form does it take? And then the color is very important too. What color is it? Maybe it has multiple colors. Different parts are different colors. And as you now identify the item, it may be odd what you described and you can't really make sense of it, but ask yourself now, as you go back into your earlier years, when's the first time in your life that you had that sensation and had that image? When's the first time that image appeared in your body? And how old were you then? And if you're not sure, just guess. Trust yourself on this one. Whatever age number comes up will be the right number. Usually from zero from birth until, say 12 years old, most all our traumas originated in those early years. So what number from 0 to 12 jumps out at you? Doesn't have to make any sense, doesn't have to even instill a memory, but just find a number that makes sense. If you still can't find a number, then just be Vanna White here and spin the big wheel. And there it goes. Tick, 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 tick. Where did it stop? What number? It would be from 0 to 12. And if for some reason it was a later event, that number will jump out at you as well. But in most cases, it'll be in those numbers. So put yourself now back at that year of your life when you were that old. And where were you? So you've got your funny little item with you. You're at this younger age. And position yourself where? Were you at a home? Were you in a car? Outdoors? School? Work? Well, probably not work at that age, but maybe working in the art. But wherever you were, just position yourself there now and just see that younger you, like a movie screen. Close your eyes and just see a movie screen, and there you are at that age, and you got this sensation in your body, and you've got this crazy little object that you've discovered about yourself all tucked away. Or maybe it hasn't quite been created yet, but it's about to be. And the memory of that item is now becoming more and more obvious, what that was really all about. And as you look around the room or the area where you are, you're going to see items. Look, what color are they? Notice the shape of them. In fact, you might notice the particular shape you're now experiencing in your own body. And who was involved in that experience? Who was the person? maybe one, maybe more people, but bring that person or the key player in, into the focus and see yourself as that young, innocent person who's about to be traumatized with some event, some situation. This may have been a recurrent event over and over and over. It might have been a one-time event. But pick if it's a recurrent event, pick a traumatic one, a big one that represents all. And see the situation and look for the color around you that you saw in your inner item. Okay? Where does that color come into play in the shape? Is it starting to take shape now as to what that shape really represents? And see the situation that is occurring with that person. Just see it starting to develop kind of in slow motion as this trauma is coming up to its peak moment here about to happen. And notice again the sensations in your body. Keep your hand perhaps in that area to notice the feelings, the sensations. Just you're acknowledging to your body, yes, I'm listening this time and I'm here to help. I'm here to allow you to tell me what you need to and allow you to heal yourself. That's the message we're giving ourself, our higher self and our inner self right now. And see the event starting to happen. Just observe it now from a safe distance, but just observe it. There's you, the younger you, and there's the instigator, we'll say. And there's that lump in your body, or whatever it is. And see the situation unfolding. See it happening. And as you do, as the intensity starts to increase, as you get closer and closer to those peak, that peak moment here, what feelings are you feeling? Now look for single words. What are you feeling, such as fear, anxious, bitter, rage, blame, discouraged, wrath, unforgiveness, strife, anguish, sorrow, loneliness, bitterness, worthlessness, discouragement, confusion, hatefulness, unforgiveness. So as you go down that list and others that might come up, what are the three key feelings of all of those, the three dominating feelings that you have? And say them aloud. Just say them aloud here. What are they? And just feel them in your body. Just feel your body acknowledging, yeah, that's it, that's it. Or maybe there's one more you just now thought of. But really get in touch with your own body and listen. What is it telling you? It's trying to help you. It's trying to talk to you through its own feelings, which you can put into words. And I want you to step now into that younger body. I want you to shrink yourself down in your mind's eye, right down to the little size you were at that point in time, at that age, and just put your arms in their arms, your head in their head, your body in their body, your feet in their feet, and just step into that younger body, and oh my gosh, it's a big world all of a sudden, isn't it? You're this tiny little innocent victim, so to speak, and there is the world in this person that's so large and so powerful. So as you view that situation, or maybe it's a sibling, somebody your own size, but whatever the person is, why don't you look in their eyes now? Look deeply in their eyes, and what do you see, and what do you feel, more importantly? What is it? Maybe a new sensation just came up, a new feeling. And see the action happening now. Bring it right up to the peak point and just see it happening over and over and over. Just replay it and really become that young person again. This is going to be a little painful, but I promise you it will release. So right now I'm asking you to trust yourself and your higher self or your creator, God, however you prefer to view that, that this is your body finally crying out, and for the first time we're now in a safe place listening and able to do something. So allow your body to overwhelm you a bit with those feelings. Let them bubble up. Just say aloud, what are those feelings? Say all three names or more if you have them. and just be with them and feel them. Just let them be. Express them, appreciate them. You're listening to your younger child cry out the way it really, really felt for the first time. Again, say the words that you feel. And just be with them and feel them. Let your body fully consume and cry out every cell in your body, vibrating those scary, hurtful energies. Just allow them to be there. And once again, what other words? Say the feelings. Be with them. Feel them. Let them really grow and manifest in your body. Maybe even beyond the peak that you thought it was at the time. And if you were to rate this on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being a high stress, where are you right now? If you're not at least a 7, 8, or 9, or 10, then go through the process one more time. If you're already there, just stay there. Take a deep breath if you need to. Let it out slowly. And once again, say the stressful words. What are they? The feelings. Be with them. Feel them. Just notice the tension in your body. Just allow it to be. All right, that's it. Now you're up there where you need to be. Now take a nice deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Hold it. Let it out slowly through tight lips. I want you just to see in your mind's eye that event happening over and over and just feel your body. Notice your body. And as you do that, I'm going to say something. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm terrific. Peaceful, calm, and relaxed, safe, in control. Take a nice deep breath. Let it out slowly through tight lips. And just take a moment here and notice what you notice. That whole event looks all differently now, doesn't it? Take a view of it. In fact, see a scene. Create a picture frame around that scene. There you are with that other instigator, that situation, and there's that frame. But the situation is fading right now, isn't it? Being much less intense, or maybe it's totally gone, or even meaningless at this point. But put a frame around it anyway. What color would you make that frame? Just choose a healing color. And then as you see the characters inside the frame, notice the colors are seeping from the frame right into the picture and coloring the whole picture with that same color. Whatever color you chose. And let that energy of that color permeate into your own body, particularly in the area where you're holding that stress. And just like have a flashlight shining that color right into those areas, or a laser beam. Or take a drink and have that color flooding into your body from the inside and filling every cell in that area. And all over your body, wherever it needs it, with this beautiful healing color. Take a nice deep breath, inhale in. Let it out slowly through tight lips. Now, look to the upper right area, again, eyes closed, and see yourself as that younger you on a puffy little cloud sitting there, gazing back down upon you. Look yourself right in the eye, the adult to the child. And connect your heart to their heart, to like a laser beam, connecting maybe a white laser beam. And just feel the connection, the big smiles on each of your faces. Ask yourself, how did you want to feel at that moment when that trauma happened instead of what did happen? Did you want to feel loved, appreciated, acknowledged, respected? Did you want laughter? Did you want what? What words would describe joy, bliss, harmony, peace? Pick the three key words again that would that would satisfy you as to, wow, that's how I wanted that situation to feel. Pick those three words now, and I'll make some suggestions, then you add your own, looking yourself right in the eye. I'm feeling safe, loved, and appreciated. Add your own. I am loved. I am safe. I am appreciated. I am loved. I am safe. I am appreciated deeply. Take another deep breath. Inhale. Let it out slowly through tight lips. And notice that younger you is sitting on the cloud. That cloud's floating right on down. Getting closer and closer. And reach your arms out and give yourself, that younger you, a big hug. Hold yourself right next to your heart. And whisper into your younger you's ear, what is it you need to tell them? What does he need to hear from his adult? And what does your younger self say back to you? Creator has been observing and has a message for you as well. What is the message from Creator for both of you? And what is each of your messages back to Creator? And now on an in-breath, I want you to inhale in the positive, beautiful energy of Creator will mix with the young child and the adult self, and you will become one with all. So inhale deeply. Feel the merging of the three energies and let it out slowly. Okay. Now ask yourself in this process, who needs to be forgiven? And forgive them now. And forgiveness is possible when we release the anger, the fears, all the pain first. So you'll find this will be quite easy. Quite empathizing with the people who have perhaps harmed you. And don't forget yourself in the process. Forgive yourself for the grudges you've carried, the anger, fears. Okay. All right, now let's view that subject again, that topic, that scene that happened, and I want you to reach in into that trauma, that old trauma that's pretty well dissipated or totally gone. I want you to find a nugget of wisdom, of a nugget of truth. Every trauma comes with a gift. We don't have traumas unless there's a reason for them to learn something. So what was the nugget of truth, the wisdom, the piece of learning that you needed to extract and never did? But now would be a great time to do that. Reach in and look and find the simple truth of all of that. Now that it's all over and done, what was the simple, beautiful nugget of wisdom you can take? Take that wisdom in your hand, hold it to your heart, and inhale once more. As you do, notice it's moving right into your heart chakra, becoming part of you from this moment forward, and let it out slowly. All right, very nice. Okay, we're going to look for perhaps one other. Maybe there's another place in your body that is kind of, you're noticing now, is giving you a little trouble or stressful. And again, what shape is that trauma? What does it look like? What's the metaphor? What's the item? What's the representation? And what color is it? How big is it? How heavy is it? Where is it? Inside, outside, on the surface? And when did it first arrive in your body? Let's go back to that time frame once again and find the age you were at that moment. To help you find your age, if you haven't yet identified it, imagine you're at a fair, and on the in front of you is a large dartboard, and on it are 12 balloons, each with a number from 0 to 12, but they're all random. They're all scattered all over. So pick up one of the darts and just throw it. Don't aim for any particular number, but just throw it, and then when it hits, notice what number you hit. That will guide you to the age. So again, at that age, set the scene. Where were you when this shape and color and texture and event happened? Who was involved? What was the scene around you? What were the sights, the colors, the sounds, the smells, the touch, the taste? As you are experiencing it through this younger self. So again, just find your perpetrator, bring them into the scene, into your movie. Look in their eyes. What do you see? What do you feel? Get in touch with the feelings as this event is about to happen and just does happen. What feelings are coming in to your body? Single words that would describe those feelings. Is it anger, bitterness, resentment, fear, trauma? Wrath, hopelessness, lack of control, disorientation, hopelessness, discouragement, unforgiveness, confusion, wrath, bitterness, being offended, shame, rage, discouragement, hopelessness, betrayal. Whatever feelings you are experiencing with that younger you, allow yourself to feel them now. In fact, shrink yourself down again to that younger you size and step into that young body. And now life gets a little more intimidating, doesn't it? Now we're really there. It's happening once again. And now you can feel it in your body and feel the shape and its intensity. And now you understand how it got there. That shape is symbolic of something that happened at that moment. And what feelings come from all the situation as you revisit it. Come up with the three key words. Be with them, feel them, allow them to be. Say them aloud. Just be with them, feel them. Let your body cry out. Respect your body, your younger self. Once again, say the words. What are they? The hurtful words. Be with them, feel them, allow them to manifest. Give them permission to simply allow. We're just going to step aside and allow the youngster to fully be as we were once years ago. Again, what are the hurtful, painful words, the feelings? Say them. Be with them. Feel them. Allow them to grow and manifest in your body to the point of overwhelming you. And at this point, you should be around 7, 8, or 9, or 10 in your stress level. So take a nice deep breath. Let it out slowly through tight lips. And see that scene now as you see process it over and over again. And pay attention particularly to your body. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It's over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm terrific, peaceful, calm, and relaxed. See the humor in all this. Nice deep breath. Inhale. Let it out slowly. Now, what's your healing color? Find that healing color. Look at the scene you just envisioned moments ago. Put a frame around it, that very color. And notice, again, the color creeping in from the edges, coloring everything in that scene. Whatever color that is, just let it fill with that one color. Let it permeate every cell and every body in that scene, every situation. That's right. And now implant that same color into your own body, in the area you were feeling the stress or any other area that needs it, or immerse your whole body in it, inside and out. Maybe take a cup of that color and just drink it down. Let it fill from the inside out. Take a nice deep breath again. Let it out slowly. Eyes to the upper right. How did you want to feel at that moment instead of how you did? Loved, appreciated, respected, acknowledged, accepted? How did you want to feel? See that younger you on the cloud looking back, gazing at you at the very age you picked? Connect your heart to their heart. Really look into their eyes deeply and mesmerize yourself. Big smiles on both your faces. That's right. And I'll make some suggestions. You add your own. I feel loved, appreciated. I feel respected. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am respected. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am respected. Add your own. Take another deep breath. Big smile on your face. That's it. Let it out slowly. All right, and then float your little fella down or girl down on that cloud and bring them right up to your heart. Hold them close to your body. What do you need to say to that youngster? And what does your youngster say back to you? Creator has a message for you. What is that? And what's your message back to Creator? Okay, now we're going to take an inhale. On the inhale, we're going to merge all three energies, our healed younger self, our healed adult self, and Creator's powerful positive energy, all intermingling to become one with all there is. Inhale. Hold it, hold it. See the merge, feel it. Let it out slowly through tight lips. And who needs to be forgiven from this venture? Forgive them now, including yourself. And find how easy it is, how open your heart wide when you do this. And feel natural it feels, how truthful it feels when you connect to the truth and allow it to express. Healing does happen. Just by allowing, as we can now forgive. And let's send some positive energy to those who harmed us. Send them light and love for their own healing, and certainly to your own self. And from every trauma, there's a nugget of truth, a message. Find your message now. Just look into that. Very deep, scrape away all the residual stuff that's cleared out, and what's left is a beautiful golden nugget, a wisdom, a piece of truth. What was that message for you? Just grab it and hold it in your hand, bring it to your heart, and just say to yourself what that message is. Take a deep breath, inhale. As you do, that message will intermix with your heart chakra. Let it out slowly. Carry that with you everywhere. And again, as you see the scene, what color is it? Take a snapshot of that new coloration, that new image. All right, we'll do one more here as a group, and then we'll open the lines up for one-to-one. This time, I want you to find a physical ailment. If you haven't addressed one yet, this would be the time. Something, maybe it's a pain. Maybe it's a bad knee or a shoulder or stiff neck or a headache or a particular disease, which we know is just disease. But whatever. whatever name we give it, wherever it is in the body, I want you to just pay attention to it. Okay? Just pay attention to it. Look at that part of your body now and ask yourself, what is the shape, the invisible shape that you can now see that's been holding in that area? What's the figure, the configuration, the item, the image that you have? And place and just see that in the superimposing right over that stress area of your body. Okay, there's a color involved here too. What color is that shape? And the texture, and the size, and the weight. Maybe there's multiple colors. Okay, so just kind of see the relationship between the ailment. Just put your hands there if you like, and this new shape, this configuration with a certain color that has come forth. Now I want you to go to the scene in your life, the time in your life, when that particular ailment first began. Could be any time in your life. But when's the first time you noticed that ailment? Go to that age first. When you get to that age, go back one more year. And in that prior year somewhere, something happened that preceded this ailment. Even if it was a car accident, something preceded it, some trauma, some stress preceded it. So find the thing that preceded it and then look for your shape. What's the association? What was the trigger? That memory of the shape is somewhere in that 1 year prior to that moment when you discovered this ailment, problem, accident, whatever it was. So go to that time and visit that event that occurred where that shape was instrumental and that color was instrumental. It may not be exactly that shape, but you'll see something similar that, oh yeah, that's what it represents. So go and revisit that moment. Bring in the players, bring in the scene, bring in the room, the colors, the sights, the smells, the sounds, the feelings. Was your throat dry? See the event happening, the trauma, the argument, the fight, the whatever it was. And again, shrink yourself down to that younger person, be that younger person, step in their body, look into the other person's eyes and just notice what you notice, feel what you feel, put names on those feelings. Allow your body to fully feel what you felt right then. And notice in your body around that ailment now, you might feel some warmth or something going on in that area. That's very normal. So just allow it to manifest. You're revisiting that moment where this all began. We're not going to do anything. We're simply going to allow. We're going to step aside, let the body do what it's always wanted to do. We're simply going to give it permission to heal, to allow and step aside. Okay? Just allow and step aside. Allow and step aside. And what emotions were around that trauma? Come up with three names, three words that express those feelings. Did you feel insulted, embarrassed, shamed, humiliated, angry, fearful, bitter? What was it you felt? I want you to feel those feelings just like you did then. It's all happening right now, just as it did then. Allow it to be just as it was. Notice your body. Be with it. Feel it. Yeah. Once again, what were the feelings? Allow them to be. Be with them. Feel them. Let them grow and manifest. One more time, let the feelings be heard. Say what they are aloud. Be with it, feel it. Allow it to fully express itself. That's that inner body finally crying out. We finally have someone who listens, who cares, who empathizes. That's right. Bring the energy up right up to the peak point. And you just focus on that. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Let it out slowly. Focus on the trauma, how painful it was, where it is in your body, and just notice your body. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm terrific, peaceful, calm, relaxed. This whole thing was just very silly. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. And throw some color at it. Frame it. Put your favorite color on there, that healing color. Color me, whatever. All right, color the whole scene. Immerse everybody in that color. Tell some good. Paint them up. Inside and out. There you go. Very nice. There. Cool. That scene looks a little different now, doesn't it? And you're probably noticing something going on in your body that's pretty cool, too. So let's focus now up to the upper right. See that younger you on the cloud there? Just before that trauma happened, how did you want to feel? Respected, acknowledged, at peace, loved, appreciated. You come up with your own words. I'll provide a few. You add your own. Connect yourself eye to eye, heart to heart. Become one with your inner self. I'm feeling at peace. I feel I'm loved. I'm appreciated. Add your own. I'm in peace. I am love. I am appreciated. I'm at peace. I'm at love. I am appreciated. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Float that younger you down right up to your own body. Big hug. Oh, that feels good. Now, what was all this about? What do you need to tell your younger you? Yeah. And what does your younger you need to say back? Uh-huh. And what's great? I got a little message here for you. What's that? And what's your message back to Creator? On inhale, we're going to merge the three healed bodies, Creator, your younger you, your current body, all in one. Here we go. Inhale. Let it out slowly. Who needs to be forgiven from all this trauma? Do so now. And, of course, forgive yourself for carrying this baggage, creating this silly manifestation all these times. And, again, color your body on the inside with your favorite color, the healing color for this time. In fact, when you breathe the air, feel the air in that color coming into your body, circulating throughout your body, and then expel any residual stress. And notice your body. Okay? What does it say right now? What is it telling you? Maybe it says, sounds something like this.
Your house, your rules.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. Or maybe it was something more like this.
Of course you're right.
Yeah. Of course you're right. Or maybe we got one more up our sleeve here. Let's try it.
Because you said so.
Yeah, darn right.